It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. And, you know, he's been joining us about every other week right after commission meeting, and we're going to talk about some events that are coming up. We're going to talk and put a spotlight on the Emery County Recreation Department. They do so many things kind of behind the scenes, and plus we've got signups coming for spring sports and all of those great things. We're going to talk about that. Plus, what a great job with the ice skating rink there in Castledale. We'll talk more about that as well. And then we'll get into the commission meeting. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave. It's good to be with you again.
So let's just jump right in. I always like to start these calls with, how are things going in Emery County right now? Other than the fact it's a little snowy, how are things going?
Yeah, the moisture's been good. You know what? We've been excited about a lot of things, but we do have some events coming up. The snowpack's good, and I know we've mentioned that in earlier conversations, but things are good here in Emery County, getting some of those rec sports started. So, yeah, some of the events that we can touch on really quick would be the watermelon crawl this weekend with this weather, hoping that they can continue that event. So that hopefully it's not too big of a challenge to have that event down there in Green River.
So you've got the watermelon crawl this weekend coming up, and then when things, hopefully we hope things will be a little drier about the middle of April, we've got the dirt bike rally coming up as well. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah. So the dirt bike rally is April 13th through the 15th. And that's in Green River. That's for the dirt bike enthusiasts. And I think they have different levels and different rides that people can go on to. So if people are interested, you can go to greenriverbikerally.com. And greenriverdirtbikerally.com. And look at it, see if you're interested, and maybe sign up for that event.
And then another one that seems to get bigger and bigger every year, because we do have plenty of people in our area. I know personally two or three of them, my wife's one of them, that are really into going out and finding rocks and rock collecting, is Green River Rocks. And when is that coming up?
Yes, that's coming up next weekend. And it sounds like a lot of fun. I haven't been to it, but a lot of good tours, hikes, geology. I have some family members that are attending, but I think that's going to be a great event. It's gotten bigger and bigger the last few years, and so if you're interested in rocks and geology and formations, that would be a great thing to attend.
So it sounds like really head on out to Green River and just, you know, enjoy the weekends out there. You've got the watermelon crawl coming up this weekend, the Green River Rocks coming up the next weekend, and then the middle of April, you'll have the dirt bike rally down there. So go check out all those things. It's always good to get down to Green River. Plus, you know, everybody will stop and have a burger at Ray's anyway.
You bet.
All right, so let's move in. And one of the things that you've started doing and with when we talk and things like that is you pick one department that you kind of want to put a spotlight on and talk about. And today is no different. You wanted to talk about the Emery Recreation Department. So let's cover that.
Yep. So winter sports are starting to finish up, and signups for spring sports, soccer, baseball, t-ball, those things. So, they're busy. They're busy, and just wanted to spotlight them and the work that they do to improve our community through recreation and allowing our residents things to do. So it's great to have the rec district. And another highlight you mentioned earlier would be the ice skating rinks here in Emery County and the partnership with the cities. Castledale City, I believe, there's an ice skating rink in Elmo, Cleveland area. And so it gives our residents, and they were busy this winter because it was cold and it was snowy. And just the ice skating rinks have been a great asset to our community. It gives people fun things to do in the winter. So just wanted to give a shout out to that with the weather warming up, those ice skating rinks will go away.
So be maybe the last few, you know, maybe the last week or two that you can get out and use the ice skating rinks. Get out and take advantage of them. Every time that I've talked to Mayor Van Wagner there in Castledale, same thing. He just enjoys it. Everybody gets out and has a great time there at the one in Castledale. All right, so let's talk about the commission meeting before we get out of here and what went on there.
Yeah, just a couple things to highlight. There was a bond resolution with Castle Valley Special Service District. Now, this bond allows the county to help improve sewage facilities, treatment storage for water, transportation, curb and gutters, sidewalks, some of those smaller bridges and road projects that connect to those sidewalks and curbs and gutters. And so it's always nice to have that bond so that we continue to improve our facilities and have it for our residents and visitors alike. So another thing to mention would be we're looking to update our general plan for the county. The state has implemented additional sections that we need to have in our general plan, as well as planning and zoning plan. So we are going to have all our different entities, all that are involved in that process, to make sure that when we review the general plan, we have everybody in mind what we're going to move forward the next 5 to 8 years when we decide to redo the plan. So we'll have a lot of community involvement to make sure that we're on the same page. We'll look at planning and zoning ordinances. We'll look at public lands, and a lot of different things. So it was a good meeting, those are just a couple highlights I wanted to share today.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We're going to let you get back at it, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Hey, thanks, Dave. Have a good one.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.